Because the DLM can give you a sense of the aerial extent of lightning threat, it is particularly useful when providing IDSS support to outdoor venue events or to airports. In the example shown here, reflectivity in the top left shows an MCS moving southeastward across northern Illinois. If you take a look at the bottom right image, you'll see that both Earth Networks and NLDN are reporting copious amounts of CG and IC lightning along the edge of the MCS. However, what the ground-based networks don't show is the extent of the lightning threat. Both minimum flash area in the top right and flash extent density in the bottom left capture a much larger total lightning flash that extends out into the stratiform region behind the main line. Keep in mind that parallax would require you to mentally shift the location of these flashes southeastward, as we'll talk about here shortly. With that being said, this large lightning flash extends all the way down to downtown Chicago and surrounding metro areas to the southeast. So if you were providing IDSS support to this area, you'd be likely to tell them that even though the main line that is producing most of the lightning is some 80 miles away, there is still a risk of lightning as this area is electrically active and there's a good chance of lightning coming to the ground.